Hi, thanks for reaching the second episode. So, in this episode, I will talk about the bright side of AI. When people revolt against political systems, they usually complain about healthcare and education system. It's very common in many countries, many cultures, which makes a lot of sense. However, both of them are limited to political agendas and budgets, having high qualified professionals, proper trainings, and good management. But what if AI can replace all of this? When it comes to healthcare, I mentioned before about the genetic mapping, which was a huge turning point in my life when I tried it. There are many other applications as well. Now I'm working on this competition where we are designing an AI model to help doctors diagnose a lung disease, but it will make doctors make less mistakes. This disease is called pneumothorax, if I'm pronouncing it correct. It's a medical term, and AI should be able to identify it from the X-ray image and highlight it to the doctor. The doctor then takes the decision. And in the education sector, imagine a poor country that has the will to educate the new generation without enough budget and proper management. Maybe not enough professionals like teachers, or they need to be to have proper training. They have whatever limitation that AI can replace. So, and then there is an AI model that can learn a subject, teaching techniques, and maybe psychology in order to achieve the best results with the child. And also it might be able to learn about the child in order to personalize the teaching to that child. And this of course will be pretty much less costly than offline education. And also people with disabilities can benefit very much from AI. So at the moment, AI can tell you the objects the camera sees in your phone. So if someone who's visually impaired is looking for something, at the moment they have to be dependent, or they have to find this, it will be challenging no matter how we think about it. It's like I was never in the world to imagine how challenging it is, but I believe AI can make it less challenging. So they can do it independently using AI with an app. You just open the app, it opens the camera, it identifies every object, it can help them finding this thing they're looking for. And the list of beautiful applications of AI will never end, but I hope they will be more widespread than the AI that recognizes you and your cat's face to swap them so you would use Snapchat more. So that's it for this episode, and thanks for listening, and see you soon.